Hello, I'm Brian Wright, and welcome to another listening session on the Shellac Stack. Yes, I know this may be the point in the season when we're all sick of sleigh bells, but I couldn't resist. We had an icy snow last night here in Pittsburgh, and it put me in the mood for The Midnight Sleigh Ride, played by Sauter Finnegan's orchestra in 1952. That's a tune written by Sergei Prokofiev, and it comes from the Lieutenant Kije suite, and that's from a vinyl flexi disc issued by RCA Victor, one of their sample records for DJs, and I'm recently gaining an appreciation for the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra, so it seemed a good way to start the program. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack, a program in which I bring you a baker's dozen each time, a full 13 selections from 78 RPM records in my collection. We're all over the map, and I'll prove that with this first record that we'll hear. It's The Honey Boys from A Perfect 78, recorded in September of 1925, Perfect 12217. And I play this for my friend Alex Mendham over in London, in case he happens to be listening, because I know he likes this song. It's called Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue?
Like raindrops in the window pane. When your eyes are blue, something's wrong with you. Let me kiss the love light back again. Again. keep the sunshine out of your eyes. Say, if you are wise, you stop your crying. Brown eyes, look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. Here's only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be.
Subtitled That Funny Melody, that's It Goes Like This. And that Romeo record, issued as By the Caroliners, is really Bob Herring and his orchestra, and they really do have some fun with that tune. That's Dick Robertson singing the lead vocal and the orchestra joining in. Romeo 759. And I like that tune. I maybe have a slight preference for the Ben, I think it's Ben Burney version, in which the last line, "and Coolidge said," is followed by several seconds of absolute silence. Here we get to hear a tuba playing the role of Coolidge, and that maybe on its own is kind of funny too, for old Silent Cow. Anyway, the Caroliners, before that, we heard the Honey Boys, and I don't know who they are. If you happen to know the singing pair that made up the Honey Boys, I'd appreciate knowing. That was a perffect record, number 12217, from September of 1925, Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue? And I did forget to mention that the Caroliners record, It Goes Like This, was recorded October 3rd, 1928, for those of you who like to keep track. Up next on the Shellac Stack, I've got two records by Joe Venuti. I just felt like being in a Joe Venuti mood today, I guess. And the first one is something of an obscurity. It was recorded in 1946 for the tiny Pan American label, Pan American record number 46. And this is Joe Venuti and his orchestra playing that popular tune, Come Back to Sorrento. And it starts out kind of quiet, but really picks up in the second half. And we'll follow that with one of those classic Joe Venuti's Blue 4 records. From June of 1928, we'll hear The Man from the South with the composer Rube Bloom himself to sing the vocal. So two now from Joe Venuti. Here's Come Back to Sorrento. Thank you.
met this man from the south, had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the south. Tell you about this great big man from the south, had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the south. Play it, son.
What a record. That's Joe Venuti's Blue Four, recorded June 14th, 1928, and The Man from the South. And I've recently taken a real liking to another version of that song recorded about a year and a half later by Julie Wintz and his orchestra. Maybe I'll play that for you on a future podcast. Before that, Joe Venuti and his orchestra from 1946, a record on the Pan-American label Come Back to Sorrento. This is the Shellac Stack Podcast. I'll pause just a moment to say that if you're enjoying what you're hearing and you'd like to drop me a note, I would love to hear from you. You can address an email to shellacstack@gmail.com. Once again, that address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website and send me a note through the message box there. I have a website at www.bryanswright.com. That's BryanSWright.com, and you can send me a message through the contact form there if you're so inclined. Just let me know where you're listening from, and if you have any requests, feel free to send those along as well. This next record is kind of interesting. This is an acoustic Victor, but it's a very, very late acoustically recorded Victor. From April 9th, 1925, Victor 19642. It's Jack Shilkret's orchestra and a tune called No One, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. And it's a nice record, but it's pretty scarce because by mid-1925, this record was released, I think, in June of that year, Victor was well on the way to transitioning to electric recordings, and they were quick to delete many of the acoustic items in their catalog. So this record was issued in June, and by the end of the year it was deleted from the catalog, so it was only available for sale for a few brief months back in late 1925, so copies don't seem to turn up all that often. Having said that, it's not an especially out-of-this-world record, but it is nice. See what you think of this. It's called No One, played by Jack Shilkret's orchestra. Thank you. Isn't that nice? Where else would you hear it? Jack Shilkret's orchestra from Victor 19642, a tune called No One. Let's see, I've got another acoustic record now. This is a Regal record, number 9365, from August of 1922, the original Memphis Five, a group I always keep an eye out for, and this is their rendition of a well-known tune, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. They take it at a nice, relaxed tempo. See what you think. I like it a lot.
Thank you. should need to. In each land with your gal, John fell through. Was a time I was the only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
And for no particular reason, that's George Epstein at the organ under the pseudonym of Ed Roberts, recording a tune called Am I Blue on August 23rd, 1929. And I'm not feeling particularly blue today, but I just felt like listening to that record. That was William Robin singing the vocal, credited on the label of that Oriole pressing as Roy Powell. And that was, in case you're keeping track, Oriole 1717. Nice, nice record. Before that, the original Memphis Five, some nice relaxed jazz, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, from August of 1922, and a Regal record. I don't often do themed programs. I sort of think sometimes that I should, and I come up with ideas for whole entire programs that are centered around a single theme, and maybe one of these days I'll get around to doing one. But once in a while I like to slip in a little themed set. So what I have for you now are two curiosities, two records that share a common bond, which is that their singers were better known as radio actors and not really as vocalists. So the first record I've got for you, and I just found this recently, is on the Miro label, a tiny little label from 1948. Who knows, this may have been their only issue. There's no number on the label. But this is Brett Morrison, and if that name sounds vaguely familiar to you, it's because for almost 10 years, Brett Morrison played the lead role of Lamont Cranston, alias The Shadow, on the popular radio drama. And Brett Morrison, by the late 40s, found himself in a position where he needed more income. The Shadow wasn't paying him as much as he would have liked, and so he took a side career as a cabaret singer around New York City. And I don't think he was very successful at that, but as part of his efforts to perhaps promote himself as a cabaret singer, he recorded this. And there's both sides, but I'm only going to play one of them for you. I'll spare you the other. We'll hear the side that he shares co-composer credit on, Merry Go Round, from 1948. After that, we'll hear somebody who is arguably a better singer, Curly Bradley. Actually, I don't think there's going to be much argument. I think he is a better singer. Curly Bradley, who was the voice of Tom Mix on that famous radio western in the 1940s, and he made an album for the Universal Recording Corporation sometime in the 1940s. I couldn't track down a date on this, but singing western songs for fans of the radio program. So from Universal Record number 7502, we'll hear Curly Bradley sing that great Bob Wills tune, San Antonio Rose. But first, here's The Shadow, alias Brett Morrison, singing Merry-Go-Round.
What a glorious spin, what a mad world it's been. I'm in love and my heart's on the wing. While I'm caught in the spell of this gay carousel, while I'm dizzy with joy, let me sing. I'm on a merry-go-round, now that I found my true love. Whirling round and around, high in the sky above. Hear all the heavenly music so sweet, the lyrics are simple, repeat them. I love you, I love you. Come catch the ring, sing that you love me too.
sing, sing that you love me too.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit past that only she could know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of sand and foam. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit pass by the Alamo, and rose my rose of San Antonio. And tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own old broken song. Empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit pass by the Alamo, and rose my rose of San Antonio. And my rose of San Antonio.
I still remember flipping through the racks of a record shop and coming across that Brett Morrison record a few months ago and looking at the label and thinking, could this possibly be the Brett Morrison of Shadow Fame? And I bought it for a dollar, not knowing whether it was or not, got home, did some scouting around, and found out that, yes, that's the same guy, although you might not recognize his voice when he's in singing mode. Brett Morrison singing Merry Go Round. And after that, Curly Bradley, Tom Mix of Radio Fame, and San Antonio Rose. And I should point out that I realized Tom Mix was a real Western star in the early 20th century who died, I think, in a car crash, I want to say, in around 1940 or 41, but his legend lived on in radio, and he became a character on the Tom Mix radio program portrayed by Curly Bradley, who we heard sing San Antonio Rose. Some jazz for you now, and a Varsity 78 recorded February 23, 1940 in New York by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, probably among Frankie Trumbauer's last sessions as leader of his own orchestra. And for this number, they take on a great classic by King Oliver, and sometimes sharing credit with Louis Armstrong, it's the Sugarfoot Stomp. Thank you.
yourself, if you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself, do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Cool brushes, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy, but oh so unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy, but oh so glad.
Quite by coincidence, both of those recordings were made in February of 1940. I didn't plan it that way, it just worked out. That was Lee Wiley with Max Kaminsky's orchestra, and a beautiful, beautiful rendition of a tune called Glad to Be Unhappy on a Gala 78, Gala record number 2. And Glad to Be Unhappy comes from a musical by Rodgers and Hart called On Your Toes. And in case you aren't familiar with the plot of On Your Toes, permit me to just read a few sentences from our favorite source, Wikipedia, which says that while teaching music at Knickerbocker University, Phil Jr. Dolan III tries to persuade Sergei Alexandrovich, the director of the Russian Ballet, to stage the jazz ballet Slaughter on 10th Avenue. After becoming involved with the company's prima ballerina, Vera Barnova, Jr. is forced to assume the male lead in Slaughter. Trouble ensues when he becomes the target of two thugs hired by Vera's lover and dance partner to kill him. I won't tell you how it ends because I don't know. I've never seen it. But what a lovely tune that was. I'm kind of curious now as to how that fits into the score. Oh, well, there you have it. Lee Wiley singing Glad to Be Unhappy. And before that, we had Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, February 23rd, 1940, Varsity 78, number 8256, the Sugarfoot Stomp. And with those two records, we approach the end of today's stack of shellac. And I have one record left for you, as always. But before we get to that, permit me to one more time thank you for tuning in to the program. It's been a pleasure to be with you and share some of these records that I enjoy collecting. It's really the chance to share them on a program like this that inspires me to continue my search for 78s from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. So much good music is out there, and so little of it has been reissued through the years that it's fun to scour crates of records and try to pull out the little gems that I think will be fun to play on the program. So thanks for tuning in. And our last record today is something that I picked up in Japan last year. I was looking at a record shop in Tokyo and came across this Apollodor record pressed in Japan sometime in, I'm guessing, the mid-1930s, although this doesn't turn up in any discography that I have, and no amount of searching online revealed anything useful about this record. It's Japanese Apollodor 7666, played by the Blue Sky Swing Players, which was a jazz and dance outfit in the 1930s that apparently exists in some form even today in Japan. The Blue Sky Swing Players persist and continue to play music. But this tune, you'll recognize it, and it's an appropriate way to end the program, is called Goodnight, Sweetheart. So here's the Blue Sky Swing Players, and I'll say goodbye for now, and I hope to see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Bye-bye.